Okay, today we'll be reading from Psalm 139 for the reading of God's Word. So would you please stand for the reading of God's Word? Here is the reading of God's holy, powerful, and perfect Word. O Lord, you have searched me, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You actually discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in, behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day. For darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. If only you would slay the wicked, O God. Away from me, you bloodthirsty men. They speak of you with evil intents. Your adversaries misuse your name. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord, and abhor those who rise up against you? I have nothing but hatred for them. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. This is the reading of God's Word. May it bring much comfort and encouragement to your souls today. Please have a seat. I'll pray for today's sermon. Our gracious Father, we come before you today because you are our Creator, and you created every single one of us, and you know us thoroughly, inside out. And we come before you to beseech you that you may speak your kind words to us, to give us great comfort and encouragement from our sins, or from the fallen path that we have gone towards. Help us, Lord, to seek you, because you are our Redeemer, and you are our Good Shepherd. Lead us to the paths of righteousness, and may you bless us so that our cup overflows. We pray that you may expose the sinfulness of our hearts because of our finite minds. Cause us to understand your greatness and your infinite power and goodness. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen. Well, it's really good to be here again in just about 2 weeks. But I'm really thankful to be able to preach because of Matthew, for the fact that he had a baby. And when I thought about that, I really thought about Psalm 139, because it's such a wonderful psalm that really speaks to this occasion. And just to start off, if there is anyone who knows us more thoroughly and more intimately than anyone, it's probably our moms, right? I will say that my mom knows me inside out, and it's actually kind of scary how well she knows me. You know, she knows what I'd like to eat. She knows who my friends are. And she also knows, even before I tell her what I'm thinking. And so that really scares me. And what's even scarier is that my wife is starting to know me just like my mom. You know, we've only been married 2 years, but because she observes me and she watches everything I do, she's starting to become like my mom. You know, she knows me. She knows what I'm thinking. She knows what I will have for lunch, even before I have my lunch. That's how well she knows me, because she knows what I like and she knows what I don't like. But more than our moms and our wives, there is one who knows us even more intimately, even more thoroughly. And that is our Lord God Almighty, our Creator. And God's knowledge of us is not based on years of observation like our moms and our wives. It's not based on experience, you know, spending time with us every day. But God has still the most intimate and thorough knowledge of us. And that's amazing. Today, we will learn how God knows us so well by looking at three main points. And these three main points really follow the logical structure of Psalm 139. The first point is that God knows you because He created you. And second, because God created you, He knows you intimately. And third point is, because God knows you intimately, you can open up your heart to God. So let's look at the first point. God knows you because He created you. God knows you inside out because He created every part of your mind, of your body, and your soul, and every detail of every single event that occurs in your life. And we see this in Psalm 139, verses 13 to 16. And I'll just read it for us one more time. It says, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." The psalmist here says that God created every single part of us. He created our inner organs. It says that He was involved from the very beginning in creating every single part of us. And it says something very interesting. It says that all the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. That means that God wrote out every single event, every single thing that would happen in your life, even before they came to be. That's how omniscient God is. And it's not just God simply foreknowing what will happen, but God actually planned it and He executes it. So it's not simply knowing beforehand what will happen, but He's actually there to make everything happen according to His eternal plan and purpose for you. You know, we talk about God's great scheme, His great plan of salvation, but for your life, you as an individual, He has planned out every single detail of your life. And He has not only planned it out, but He makes it happen. That's how well God created us, and that's how well God knows us. God knows us because He was involved in every minute detail of our creation and our birth. He knows us because He created every detail of every second of our lives. God gave us life by creating every part of our bodies and souls, and by creating every event of our lives. And I really thought about preaching on Psalm 139 because of Matthew Cotta's newborn baby. And when I think about a baby, it really is a miracle. It's a wonder how a baby could be born, could come alive and have a life of its own, apart from its mother and father eventually. And by watching a baby grow, by watching a baby's fingers get larger and bigger, and watching a baby take on the personality of the mom and the father, and sometimes a personality of its own. A baby is a fascinating creation, an act of wonder, an act of miracle by God. And this brings us to our second main point. Because God created you, He knows you intimately. God knows everything about you because He's the one who put you together. Not only did He put you together, He continues, even today, to guide you and lead you according to how He made you, according to how He made every detail of your life. And we get this from the first 12 verses of this psalm. And the very first verse says it all, Psalm 139, verse 1. It sums up the entire psalm, actually. It says, O Lord, You have searched me and You know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. I mean, isn't this amazing? Just take a moment to meditate on this marvelous fact that God has searched you and knows you inside out. He knows when you sit and when you rise. Or He knows and understands your thoughts. He knows when you go out and when you lie down. He knows exactly everything that you do, every single minute of your lives. Before a word skips off your tongue, He knows what you will say. And it's not like our moms and our wives. It's not based on observations and experience, but it's because He created you. He put you together in that fashion, in that way. And the psalmist goes on and says, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. Too wonderful for me to behold. It's too lofty. How can we grasp and attain God's thoughts and His mind, how it works? It's too wonderful for us to imagine. And the psalmist goes on and says, where can you go to escape God's spirit? Where can you flee from God's presence? You can't, because God is there wherever you may be. If you go to the heavens, God is there. If you go to the depths of the earth, You are there. If you go to school, You are there. He is there. If you go to work, God is there. If you go to a restaurant, God is there. And if you're in the quiet of your room, God is still there, and He knows exactly what you're going through, and He knows exactly what you're thinking. Because for God, He sees everything precisely, even if it's darkness. He sees darkness as if it is light. It says, the night shines like the day. God sees everything just as clearly in the daytime as He does when it's nighttime. This is how well God knows you and me. This is how thoroughly God knows you. This is how intimately God knows you. And God knowing you intimately means that God holds you firmly in His hands because He created everything about you and everything about your life. You know, whether you are close at home with your family or friends, or whether you are far away in other countries, God is still with you, right as if He is sitting next to you. And this brings us to our third and last main point. Because God knows you intimately, you can open up your heart to God. Because God already has access to your heart and to your mind, to your inmost parts, you can open up your sinful thoughts and practices to your God and ask God to lead you in the way of righteousness, of the way to eternal life, the way to forgiveness, because He already knows all of your sins. He already knows all of your thoughts. however far they may be away from your Creator, away from God, our God knows your thoughts. And we get this from the last two verses of this psalm, Psalm 23 and 24, which says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." And the psalmist here, he says this at the very end of the psalm, after he has this long discourse about how God knows everything, because God intimately and thoroughly created us. He knows everything about us because He created every single part of us, and He knows every detail of our lives because He planned and executed every detail of our lives. And so that's why we can come before God without fear and ask Him to search us in the most honest, open way. You can ask God to know your fears, to know your doubts, which no one else may really know about. And I know as Christians, especially if you've been going to church for a long time, sometimes you have to keep your doubts hidden because you don't want other Christians to know that you're having doubts. And sometimes if you're the head of the household, you have to be strong and you can't let your wife or your children know how scared you are of the future. But God says you can open up your heart to Him, because He knows you inside out. That's how intimately and deeply God understands your makeup and your composition. You can ask God to know you thoroughly and examine you of all your sins because He is your Creator. You can ask God to see if there's anything that makes Him unhappy because He is your intimate Creator. You can ask these things so that He can lead you in the way of eternal life and eternal blessings which He has for you in His Son, Jesus Christ. And if you think about the miracle of birth, there's also another miracle, and that is the miracle of spiritual rebirth, when you are born again into the kingdom of God. And I would say that much more than the miracle of birth, of physical birth, is the miracle of that spiritual rebirth into the kingdom of God. Because it's fascinating how a person who is so far away from God, every part of him is totally depraved. His mind, his soul, his heart, how it could be so far away from God, how it could be so dead because of sin, how God can change that person around, change that person's heart, perform heart surgery, so that that person has a brand new heart and a new longing for God, that person's Creator, to have that longing again for his Creator, for her Creator, for his Redeemer. That is a wonderful miracle. And I pray for Matthew Cotta's baby and for all of you that God will continue to give you the awe and wonder of creation, especially the awe and wonder of the new creation, of the new birth that we have in Christ. And may He bless all of your souls today and give you that peace and joy that comes from knowing Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and from knowing God as your Father and as your Creator. Okay, let's all pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you so much for your words of comfort and encouragement. We thank you for teaching us about how intimately and thoroughly you created us. Help us, Lord, to have our hearts examined and opened up by you, because we know how intimately you know us already, how you know all of our sins that we keep hidden, all of our doubts and fears that we keep hidden. Help us to see that you are there for us and that you have a microscope
to examine us and to search us so that you may root out every deep sin in our hearts and lives. Help us, Lord, to turn to you for forgiveness. Help us to turn to you for the washing of regeneration. And we pray that the Holy Spirit may apply these words to our hearts so that we may have a new wonder and awe of being spiritually reborn into the kingdom of God. We pray all these things in the precious name of Christ. Amen.